Anchor. You want money? They got it for you. You want to start your own podcast? They got it for you. Get it together. Get with Anchor. And you're going to come out on top, my man. Today, we got a podcast going on. Today, we live on the motherfucking block. Yeah. Got my fam out here with me. You hear the car rolling past. It was the bus. We got the motherfucking three-wheeler just rolled past. I know you heard that. We live. Like I said, we live. But we talk about some real shit right here. We talk about some real shit. We talking about rehabilitation in its rarest form. Coming back out here to the world after being incarcerated, some people have to make decisions in order for them to secure their freedom. So in order for them to secure their freedom, they must find a better way to navigate in this land without getting jammed up in the can again. Can I get something for that one? Because I just spoke on some real shit. But yeah, we out here live, man, on the block, man. Got my man here, Aki. Just got out. Actually, just got out. Probably about 2-3 days,
man. Tell the folks how long you been home.
And he want to share something with y'all, so check him out.
I'ma say, man, that's don't go back. That don't go in there, man. That joint ain't where nobody want to be. You feel me? That's all I gotta say.
What you learn from?
I learned a lot not to go back in after doing the time. I was home for 3 months and went back in for 2 years. Y'all don't want to be in there, man. Ain't where y'all want to be, man. That's that. I would do hell in that joint, man. Hell.
Yeah.
First.
Ho. For you just jump into this. Ho, we got three people on this motherfucking conversation here. And all of us have, in some kind of way or form or fashion, done time in the system. So, I'm going to bring my man Kev. Because y'all remember Kev, we had the episode where we was talking in the crib, where we was playing chess. Y'all remember that episode. But we back here.
Yeah, I'll let you win. Tell him I'll let you win.
And my man here, he about to bless y'all with some of his insight on what he think rehabilitation means to him.
What's up, y'all? First of all, y'all already know me. This your boy Kev. You know what I mean? Okay, but so I wanted to say what rehabilitation means to me. As far as like, now first off, I heard that word a lot of times getting tossed around in prison, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How are you supposed to be going, they sent us to prison for us to become rehabilitated so we can, I guess they call it to how to learn and respect the laws out in society. But they leave out the people that comes out that's fucking still institutionalized. For one thing, like I said, I still be catching myself getting in the shower with my fucking shower shoes on and I'm at my home.
So I did that to my chick.
So would you say institutionalized, could that be like a psychological effect?
Exactly. For people that don't know, like, being locked up, especially people that is down on it, like the worst is prisons. Some people don't get no daylight, no sunlight at all.
No daylight.
People that's been in SMU, RHU for more than a decade. Since
I did 3 years in the hood. You know
what I mean?
3 years in the hood. And I went through more hell than anybody can ever go through. I'm going to speak, that's fact.
So another thing, hold on. Actually, so another thing, but... Anyway, look, the topic was rehabilitation. I'm gonna just say this, like, I can't spell it, I explain it in dictionary terms, so I'm gonna explain the way I feel that the population will understand, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna say like this right now. I'm 32, I started going to prison when I was 17. You know what I mean? And when you know what I mean, even when I had my first little incident with my conspiracy to robbery and or robbery, strong arm. You know what I mean, back in 2007 and shit, that should have been my first wake up call. Cause even as a juvenile, when I first went to prison, and the way how I seen the conditions of the prisons and the way how they was mistreating his inmates. You know what I mean, and the way how the inmates was even doing to each other. You know what I mean, the shit ain't these just juveniles. You know what I mean, 16, 17,
18.
I mean, they wasn't 18. They was
13-year-old, 12-year-old in Pine Grove, bro.
So, yeah, one of my things is and shit, when I be hearing these young boys and shit, when I was had Sully's and shit, 15, I'm talking to them, like, they were like, I'm like, yeah, I killed this person, I killed that person. I'm like, yeah, I know your fucking girl probably sick. She's like, no, I ain't got no girl. I'm talking to them, I'm like, how many girls? Like, any way to get to it, they say, oh, nah, like, I never been with a girl and all that. I'm like, wait. So you mean to tell me you got more time in as an inmate than losing
these
females and losing? I'm like, bro, like, I hate to say it. I'm like, young man, your shit over. Your shit done. When you come home, like, look at you see how this shit is, E. I'm Trey. You too.
Man,
I mean, we, you know what I mean?
This shit love you y'all here right now, man. That's not where you want to be. I'm going to speak facts.
Hey, Tree, so listen, so what? So I'm rehabilitated because, you know what I mean, I still got that same mentality, that thinking, like, you know, seeing a nigga that I know that got bread, you know what I mean, lacking, you know what I mean? I want what he got, you know what I mean? I still got that shit, but, you know what I mean? But I think about the consequences, the shit, and my losses.
And what are they?
My freedom. To freely walk out this fucking house at any given time I want to go to the store, eat, sleep, shit when I want to, in comfort. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit feels so good right now, man.
That's real shit.
I was only home a week.
Can't nobody tell you to go lock it the fuck up right now, bro. Can't nobody tell you to lock up right now,
man. I just got scared of shit at the skunk last night.
Shit,
I just got scared of the skunk last night, man. So
for the people, I just
want to
say this.
But listen, I'm rehabilitated because, now listen, I got one more time.
I just told you.
Hold on. Since I've been out here.
Right.
This is the fucking best move I ever made, bro. I've never, since the age of 17, I've never been on the streets. For more than 2 years. No contact, no police contact. And you know what's better about this time, bro? Like I said even if I was to be stopped by the police right now, all my shit, right?
Yeah.
My paperwork, can I see your ID, sir? Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know, 33, yeah, my name's Simpson, so I work here, I just had a little fight with my girlfriend. I'm just walking the streets right now. I'm about to go grab me a pack of cigarettes. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, you sure? You know, I got shit. I'm cool. I'm straight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. When I tell other niggas that when I'm like this, yeah, I tell them I got a friend as a cop right now. I mean, other niggas probably look proud about. You know what I mean, I use it as ladders.
It's levels to this shit.
I adapted. Like they say, the cops adapted. The two niggas selling coke and all that shit, they adapted. So I adapted in their way. And I still move the way I want to, but I move it. You know what I mean?
And see
never
that?
Never let the left hand see what the right hand doing. Both hands working together, just wash your face. Y'all know.
And that goes back to the steps. But before I get to the steps, I want the parents that's listening to this and the children that's listening as well to know and understand that this is a serious topic and it's not to be took it for granted or, I hear you, but you brush it off. Because one slip in this street, and you can end up in the same place where we talking about.
Ain't no doubt.
When you get there, you're gonna see everything that you thought was not reality, and there it's a reality. So the steps that needs to be taken for those that's really trying to get themselves together,
I say move out here.
Relocate. Number one, relocate. Relocation away from old faces and old friends and old habits can guarantee you a chance to be out here in the world. And I'm telling you from experience, not from what I heard, but from what I experienced myself. I've been out for 4 years now. Real rap, never been out this long. And all my years of, since I've been in the game, in and out of jails, in and out of jails. I've been out for 4 years now. Got myself together, started a little company, MNF Alpha Productions. We got all the music going on, people loving us. We're doing what we do. And at the same time, I'm trying to set an example, be like a pillar to the community because of the fact that I should be looked at, or we should be looked at as an example for y'all to follow. Real rap, because if you looking at the examples you got that you looked up to all your life and they led you in jail and you back out on the street and you still juggling on what you gonna do with your life, then this is the time for you to get on this here and jump on this right here, this train we on. Because this one here is called rehabilitation. Out of this motherfucking system. Real rap.
Ain't no fucking doubt. That's not where you want to be, man. I'm telling y'all facts, man. Going through hell every day, man.
Every day.
And it wasn't fun. You out your own country, you like you ain't shit.
Use nothing.
Hey.
You just a number that they collect taxes off at the end of the year.
Ain't no fucking doubt.
$25,000 per inmate is what the taxpayers pay for you to be housed inside the prison system.
Nigga definitely got valuable to him. He's just nothing but cargo, bro.
So pay attention to what I'm saying to y'all. Real rap.
You can't even take your whistling on and file your own fucking, you know, commissary receipt. They got that shit down as a present. I'm saying facts. Like, you can't file that shit on your taxes.
I'm talking facts.
But if you got somebody incarcerated and you've been taking care of them and you've been looking out for them since they've been in, on your taxes, you can claim them and get a tax return for that. If you didn't know, you know now. So next year, if you know, if you in the same boat, you got some family member, somebody you real close with, you looking out for them while they locked up, when it's time for you to file your taxes, you can get money back for that money that you gave them while they was in there.
He home. What can I do?
Next year.
Next year?
Yeah, it's too late.
Oh, you about to get some gas. You already know.
Now,
I'm probably gonna make like $100 off that drunk, bro. You late, bro. I've been telling you, bro.
Like 40 grand, nigga.
With that being said, we signing off. Y'all have a nice date. We on the block. Like I said, man, we live with this on the block. Out here in Coatesville, man, on 6th Avenue. Live. Peace.